We start things off with a look at living up to expectations. Now, when a private business, for example, provides a date for the delivery of what you ordered, they do hopefully everything possible to live up to that promise. Unfortunately, the state of New Jersey has failed to do that with the ongoing, at a crawl, by the way, Route 206 expansion project in Byram. Here to discuss the concerns that the project has created locally and what the response has been by the state is the town manager for Byram Township, Joe Sabatini. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Website for Byram Township is the obvious, byramtwp.org. You can learn more about the services, departments, communication with, and facts about Byram Township. Just for the uninitiated that are listening, give us an overview. What was this project entailing? What was its, what's its design? What is it designed to take care of?
Well, mainly it was a widening of Route 206 from the Acorn Street Light through and north of Lackawanna Drive. Along that way, there were agreements that had been reached between Byram Township and the state NJDOT to put in special treatments, since this is our main downtown commercial district, with sidewalks, special turning lanes, as well as crosswalks and other special treatments throughout that section of the corridor.
And it started back in December 2009. The initial completion date provided by the state, I assume, was December 2011. So, well, needless to say, that wasn't even in the same sport, never mind in the same ballpark. What's been the explanation or the reasoning for why this project is, at least by appearance, far from completion?
Well, the initial delay was attributed to some problems with Verizon and the moving of telephone poles that needed to happen before they could do much of the work. There was over a 500-day extension that was given to the contractor of the project. For that reason, as well as some of the weather events that we had, and giving them an extension.
Now, obviously, the reason for this widening project is because of the way that the traffic flow and the traffic congestion has built up on Route 206, especially in that area, and, you know, especially at this time of year, too, these next 2 weeks with the New Jersey State Fair is just adding on to that. So during all this time, what has the traffic flow been like? Have people been still using 206 the way they have, or do you believe that people have been finding alternate routes and in turn hurting businesses on 206?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, it was horrendous during the main construction for the most of this year, 2014, with some minor exceptions. Traffic flow hasn't been that bad, but I think we believe that the volume of traffic has not returned to the corridor. I think over the greater than 4 year period of time now, the residents and people who traveled the Route 206 corridor have found alternate routes. So that has been an attributing factor to our businesses and the suffering that they have incurred over this period of time.
Like I mentioned too, this time period too with the New Jersey State Fair, a lot of people who are leaving the fair, they see the path out of Route 15 is congested. They say, well, it's a longer way to go, but it's less traffic. Let's go down 94 down to 206, and businesses would pick up some residual customer traffic because of that, the convenience stores, the restaurants, diners, whatever the case may be. So with the construction, one would imagine that people are just sweating out the 15 backup instead of trying to envision what would be a just as bad backup on 206 because of the construction.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Unfortunately, I don't have access to any kind of traffic reports to substantiate it, but I think, we're just not seeing, I don't believe we're seeing the volume of traffic going through the corridor that we used to see. So hopefully that will return once people get more comfortable with the fact that the construction has been completed, or when it gets completed, and again, return it. To have the comfort level of knowing that they're not going to experience the large backups, hopefully with the improvements that they did that are going to support that.
Talking with Joe Sabatini, town manager for Byram Township, byramtwp.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Speaking of business, this project has cost businesses revenue and has cost business a business. Used to be called Lockwood Farms, Sunnyside Garden Gifts was its later name, and I mean, they weren't in the best of spot anyway because of the way traffic would back up that intersection, but certainly this construction and the mechanics of it did not help, and they just had to throw in the towel.
Yeah, I think unfortunately that was one business that suffered, whether they were working on the north side of Route 206 or on the south side of Route 206. Some of our businesses were able to fare a little bit better because they weren't impacted for the total of the project. The issues with where Lockwood Farms is located, or was located, as known as Lockwood Farms, was in a right by the bridge that they were doing a repair. So they were drastically impacted with the improvements both on the north side and the south side. Unfortunately, we also had to many times, including myself, go down there and, you know, ask the contractor to move vehicles, because when they were using it as a stacking area, and sometimes there had large vehicles, three vehicles deep, right at their entrance, which really deterred people from trying to get in, and ultimately would have an impact when they tried to leave. So I think that was a large contributing factor to why Lockwood Farms ended up suffering.
Now, it wasn't too long ago where a walkthrough with state officials, unfortunately not the DOT commissioner, but still state officials with township officials, did a walkthrough of the project. And looking at some of the details of what the concerns are with the construction, I mean, when you see a contractor who can't even match concrete color and leave it there thinking, gee, maybe no one will notice, that's going to raise some questions about the contractors that are involved with this.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, at this point in time, I don't necessarily blame the contractor. I blame the New Jersey Department of Transportation and the oversight that they've had on this project. Too many times during the duration of the project did I have to go over to the on-site resident engineer's office and raise concerns about various issues. We're at the point now where, yes, we wanted the project done, and that was a lot of effort that we have pushed over the last couple years. However, you know, we're going to end up owning much of the improvements that have been done. And what I mean by that is the state is going to expect us to sign a jurisdictional agreement, taking responsibility for the sections of sidewalk and other treatments that are in front of state properties and whatnot. And even if the other portions are in front of businesses, they got to take on the accountability. So we wanted to make sure it was being done right. And unfortunately, I think what's happened here is quality has gone out the window.
And it's not just the concrete color matching. There are things like cracks in pavement and seams deteriorating on top coats of pavement. You have flooding in areas where, you know, it just seems like some of the basics of engineering just weren't properly overseen, and poor plans were initiated and became the final product.
I think it was a lot of, you know, in my personal opinion, and probably have to watch what I say, but I think a lot of, you know, let's just get this project done, turn our back on quality, and hopefully things will get done properly. Unfortunately, I can tell you, me personally has met with some of the vendors, for example, the color concrete, color treatments going down the turning lanes and the crosswalks, and we were clearly told that they couldn't do that application below 38 degrees, and I have voicemail messages when I called state officials asking why we were doing this in sub-20 degree weather. I was told that the vendor said it was okay. However, those sections that they did under those extreme cold conditions are the sections that actually have cracked. We were also told that that was going to be repaired when the vendor was in here at the beginning of this year, finishing the turning lanes, and unfortunately they left without fixing those sections, and those sections now have been subsequently striped with the turn arrows and whatnot. So, you know, the impression that the town has is that there's no intention for them to come back and have those sections fixed and properly addressed.
Got about a little bit less than a minute left here. Now that you've had the walkthrough with the state and you've shared your concerns with the state officials, do you think that now that there's a fall completion date on the table, that the state will be a little more focused on this project, make sure whatever is left to be done gets done, and whatever needs to be repaired is going to get repaired in a timely fashion before winter gets here and everything gets delayed even longer then?
No. I could tell you at the beginning of the walkthrough we had on July 18th, there was some status items that were provided to us with some upcoming task dates, and I can tell you those task dates have already been missed. So, you know, I have no comfort level that the state is taking a leadership role on this to get the project done address the concerns that the township has raised on the walkthrough and getting any satisfaction to, to getting it done and addressing the issues the town has raised.
Here's hoping it does happen, at least some completion before the first snowfall, at least if nothing else to make life easier for the poor folks who have to do the snow plowing out there on 206, which is probably not a party in their days either. We've been joined this morning talking about the Route 206 expansion project and the various faults within it, literally and figuratively, by town manager for Byram Township, Joe Sabatini. Joe, best of luck dealing with the mess that's left. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much.